Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. Supreme Court says Virginia can purge voter rolls before the election, reversing a federal district judge and a unanimous appeals panel ruling.
It was a 6-3 decision, with the court's three liberal justices saying they would not have allowed Virginia to systematically remove suspected non-citizens from its voter rolls. Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin signed that order in early August, but activists argued it was also roping in Americans and was signed too close to the election in violation of federal law. Youngkin says the affected individual said on Virginia DMV forms that they're not citizens, and therefore they should not be on the voter rolls.
Kamala Harris and Donald Trump retracing their steps, visiting battleground states, with the election now 6 days away. More than 57 million Americans have already cast ballots in early and absentee voting. Israeli forces carried out strikes in eastern Lebanon today, targeting Hezbollah, the IDF issuing evacuation orders for the city of Baalbek. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles has released a new motorist's handbook meant to share information with drivers in an easily understandable fashion. According to a press release, the revised handbook used plain language to clearly convey important information to drivers. The revised handbook has also been updated to include safety advances that have been built into the state's road designs, like diverging diamond interchanges and roundabouts. Officials say they're always looking to make their services more convenient for Wisconsinites. Wisconsin State Superintendent Jill Underley is proposing free meals for Wisconsin students. Health and education officials say a lack of reliable access to food is a major barrier in learning, and 1 in 4 high school students across the state are dealing with food insecurity. The proposal would cost $294 million and is included in the Department of Public Instruction's budget proposal. The free meals would be available to all students regardless of their financial situations. The state legislature would need to approve the measure. After collecting nearly 300 submissions and narrowing them down to 10 finalists, it's time for Duluth residents to vote for their favorite in their first-ever snowplow naming contest. Among the 10 finalists are names like Sled Zeppelin, Blizzard Wizard, and Edgar Allan Plow. Residents have until November 4th to vote for their favorite name on the City of Duluth's website, and the winner will be announced on November 11th. The winning name will also be displayed on the snowplow at the Christmas City of the North Parade on November 20th. Watch the best in the country compete. The USA Curling Men's and Women's National Championships are scheduled to be held at the Duluth Entertainment Convention Center at the end of January. The winners of the event will go on to the World Championships and possibly even earn a chance to compete in the 2026 Olympic team trials. The championship event will take place from January 27th to February 2nd. Tickets for the event are available online. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Badgers face a new Iowa quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. When the Badgers play the Hawkeyes in Iowa Saturday night, it'll be against the new quarterback. Brendan Sullivan, expected to be the starter after Iowa's Cade McNamara went down with an injury early against Northwestern last weekend. Sullivan led Iowa to a 40-14 win, scoring 37 unanswered points, and was asked what he'd like to improve on against Wisconsin.
Like everybody else, there's a lot to improve on, whether that's passing, whether that's running, I think decision-making as well. I think it just adds another element to be able to run the ball, but definitely a lot of film to go back and look at and learn from.
Badgers head coach Luke Fickle now facing Sullivan at quarterback.
There is a different skill set, and so you got to be aware of that. And so just to mix another little challenge, I don't think it's going to come up there before the idea that this is going to be a physical, tough game. And if you can't outmatch or match their physical toughness and mental toughness, that it won't matter who's a quarterback.
Baseball, game 5 of the World Series tonight in New York. The Dodgers lead the Yankees 3-1. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers tonight, rain and snow tomorrow morning, diminishing in the afternoon. Breezy. Temps fall through the 40s overnight, settling to around 40 tomorrow afternoon. Mostly sunny and around 50 Friday. Partly cloudy Saturday, a high in the mid-50s, rain possible Saturday night and Sunday. Right now it's 48.
Matt Nair on air.
Darren Van Rooten, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories. And in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour continues from beautiful Wisconsin Rapids and the parking lot of WFHR. Reed Gale and Trigvy Olson and myself, join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy, happy Wednesday to us all. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Jess P.S. is on the board and on the phones doing the sound. Thank you, Jess. Super jazzed to reintroduce our friend Matt Rothschild joining us in studio. Former editor and publisher of the Progressive Magazine, former executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, and author of 12 Ways to Save Democracy in Wisconsin. Matt, it's been a while. I got it all in my head now. Welcome back, dude.
Always good to be with you, Don.
Thank you. Big show today. We have Greg Palast. He's an investigative reporter coming off of his show in Madison at the Barrymore Theater a couple of weeks ago. He's going to join us at 4:30. Also, State Rep Francesca Hong, she's out canvassing today. She's going to join us as well at 5 o'clock. And, of course, you can join us 855-752-4842. Matt, I think we need to start where we ended yesterday. The Vice President Harris at the Ellipse giving her speech. I got to listen to it in the car when I was leaving the studio. I had a little drive to get back to Milwaukee, and I thought she was great. And it really reminded me of her convention speech. I thought it was a nice bookend to from then until now. We have some cuts. We'll get to it. Matt, what was your takeaway?
I thought she did a great job. I mean, on style points, you know, she was totally in command. She seemed really relaxed, very comfortable, easy to listen to, but, you know, easily someone you can imagine as commander in chief and right there in the Oval Office behind her. So I thought she did a great job like that. And, you know, as a prosecutor, as a trained prosecutor, she really knew her case and she delivered it great. And subsequently, I mean, she made incredible points. I mean, she savaged Donald Trump there. I thought she eviscerated him, both for his criminal behavior on January 6th and for his economic policies that are helping the top 1% in the billionaire class, as Bernie calls them. And she reached out to Republicans. She used the word Republicans three times. She reached out to independents. She, you know, reached across to people who aren't even going to vote for her. So she was very, you know, accommodating. And I think the theme of, you know, getting beyond the divisiveness, I think there's a real hunger in this country to get beyond this really nasty divisiveness that's ripping the country apart and get to something better. So that was the last thing I thought she did real well. She offered hope of a better future for us. You don't get that from Trump.
No, we certainly don't. Yes, the divisiveness, it's exhausting. And I thought she did had a nice balance between, you know, prosecuting the case against the felonious Mr. Trump and then offering a vision for the future. You know, it's got to be, you can't be all not, you know, anti-Trump. You also have to offer something else. And I thought she did a fine job in doing that. What about the symbolism, Matt? The Ellipse, you know, this is the scene of the crime, you know, just over 4 years ago, man, or about 4 years ago. What do you think it was appropriate? Do you think she has replaced what happened. This is hallowed ground, man, and Trump summoned the mob at this location and stuck them on the Capitol to attack, to stop the vote, to overturn the election. This is where it happened, and this is where she gave her speech. What about the symbolism?
Totally appropriate to be there. I mean, it's not only hallowed ground, it's contested ground. I mean, there are the people who still, you know, are in favor of the January 6th rioters. Trump, top of the list. I mean, he said he's going to pardon all of them and let them all go. And she mentioned that last night. It was totally appropriate for her to be there and to show America what's at stake here. I mean, for me, January 6th is the be-all and end-all of this election.
Yeah.
If you thought January 6th was okay and you're still going to vote for Trump, you know, you're on the opposite side of me here, and I don't know how we bridge that divide. How can you be for a coup? You know, we don't have coups in the United States. We're not Bolivia, for God's sakes. You know, we're a democracy where we have a peaceful transition of power. Trump tried to not have a peaceful transition of power on January 6th, right at that spot. So I was glad she chose that spot and offered us both a vision of something better, but also a sense that, you know, those folks do belong in jail.
Right. Oh, come on. They were attacking the thin blue line. You know, the Law and Order Party, apparently they're Law and Order, except when it comes to their politicians. We do have some sound, Matt. We'll do it in sequential order. And again, I thought Harris's description, reminding us of who Donald Trump was, she got it out right in the beginning. And I thought it was appropriate. Remind everybody and then give them something else to look forward to. Jess, if you would, please, let's start with cut number one. We know who Donald Trump is.
We know who Donald Trump is. He is the person who stood at this very spot nearly 4 years ago and sent an armed mob to the United States Capitol to overturn the will of the people in a free and fair election.
Boo.
An election that he knew he lost. Americans died as a result of that attack. 140 law enforcement officers were injured because of that attack. And while Donald Trump sat in the White House watching as the violence unfolded on television, he was told by his staff that the mob wanted to kill his own vice president. And Donald Trump responded with two words, "So what?"
I like the sirens in the background there. I love that.
Well, I got to be honest. As I was driving home last night listening to this, I kept looking around my mirrors because...
Is that making you a little anxious?
It was. You know, I speed a little bit. You know, that's how we get home faster. And I just go, where'd these sirens come from?
You go hiding the illegal substances, too?
Right. I just got to get out of Racine County, man. I thought it was great. The reminder, and I don't think it's anything that we should forget about. And I'm with you, Matt. This has stuck with me from that day. We were, I don't know if you remember what you were doing when this was happening. I know where I was that day. I was on the air as it was happening, and we were talking, reporting that the Capitol Police were advising the House and Senate members to put on their gas masks. Put on your gas mask. And you see all these, the bravado from the megas. But in the moment, in that time, you see senators running, right? You see people freaking out. I mean, and laying down, trying to avoid what may be coming through that door. Loading up and blocking, barricading the doors. Republicans were doing that too. And then all of a sudden, afterwards, what happened afterward? Senator, people came out against it. Everyone right away was immediately against it. And then time passes, and then everybody comes around and gets back in line in the mega party, and it's all to be forgotten. But I don't forget, Matt.
What do you mean? I thought Lindsey Graham was getting off the Trump train that night.
Everybody
yeah,
was.
Yeah, one of a dozen times.
Let's keep going from Vice President Kamala Harris at the Ellipse last night. Cut number two, E Pluribus Unum.
You see, what Donald Trump has never understood is that E Pluribus Unum, out of many, one, isn't just a phrase on a dollar bill. It is a living truth about the heart of our nation. Our democracy doesn't It doesn't require us to agree on everything. In fact, we like good arguments from time to time. Just think of your own family, right? It's not the American way to not have disagreements. We don't shy away from robust debate. In fact, we like a good debate, don't we? We like a good debate.
She likes hard work and a good debate.
And the fact that someone disagrees with us does not make them the enemy within.
That's right.
They are family, neighbors, classmates, co-workers. They are fellow Americans. And as Americans, we rise and fall together.
Again, a spot of unity, Matt. You know, it's something that I don't hear a whole lot coming out of the Trump campaign these days.
Yeah, I like this part both because she brought up the enemy from within, the outrageous comment that Trump made that does have an echo of Goebbels and Hitler, and then talks about, you know, we rise and fall together, that we're all one family. So it was the negative and the positive, and really done in an artful way, I thought.
The next cut, number three, stop pointing fingers and locking arms. I love this phrase. Let's hear it, please, Jess.
America, for too long, we have been consumed with too much division, chaos, and mutual distrust. And it can be easy then to forget a simple truth. It doesn't have to be this way. It doesn't have to be this way. It is time to stop pointing fingers. We have to stop pointing fingers and start locking arms. It is time to turn the page on the drama and the conflict, the fear and division. It is time for a new generation of leadership in America.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're into it.
And I am ready to offer that leadership as the next president of the United States of America.
The crowd goes wild. I've seen reports of up to 75,000 people. Turn the page, man. This is a Bob Seger or a Metallica moment. Depends what version of Turn the Page you like. But it, man, that resonates with me, man. I want to turn the page, man. Can we please, good God, turn the page?
Yeah, and, you know, she stressed several times in her speech, division, chaos, drama, conflict, the stuff that Trump, you know, just breathes out at us all the time. And people want to get over it. The vast majority of Americans want to get over it. And I bet huge percentages of women want to get over that. And I think she was appealing to them there, too. She also was echoing JFK with this new generation of leaders.
Mm-hmm.
He said that in his inaugural address after catching the baton from Dwight D. Eisenhower. So for old folks like me, there's an echo there, too. So, I mean, I think she was reaching out here to Americans who, you know, they're tired of all of Trump's nonsense. They're actually tired of Biden, too. And so turn the page actually is turning the page on both of them. I think that's what people want.
Let's slide in one more, Jess. Donald Trump, the
not
tax
quite
cuts.
Enough time.
Come on, 11 seconds. We can do it. Cut four, please.
Donald Trump would deliver tax cuts to his billionaire donors. I will deliver tax cuts to working people and the middle class.
Again, a contrast, very specific. Donald Trump has been very, very vocal about where he will be, what he will do. Come back with us, Matt Rothschild, 855-752-4842.
Kept the beaches shipwreck free, though I respect that a lot. I'd be fired if that were my job. After killing Jason off and countless screaming Argonauts, the bird of friendliness, like guardian angels, it's always near. You can hear in the outlet by the light switch, who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put too fine a bond.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
What makes Wisconsin great?
Find out as Todd Albaugh and friends tour the state by bus, and they're coming to a city near you.
If people want to come out and say hi, first drink is on us, whether it's alcohol or not, and then some cheese curds, and we're going to be doing that all week long.
La Crosse to Eau Claire, Stevens Point to Appleton. Learn more and where to join them at civicmedia.us/whatmakeswisconsingreat.
The Todd Albaugh Show, a tour of, by, and for the people, all week, noon to 2.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. That's a call line. That's a text line. We see you there, callers and texters. Be patient. We will get to you before our next guest at the bottom of the hour, Greg Palast. A new film out, Vigilantes, Inc. Easy for me to say. Vigilantes, Inc., America's new vote suppression hitmen. We're going to dive into that for a few minutes with Greg. I got Matt Rothschild in the studio with me as well. We got a few more cuts from Kamala Harris on the ellipse last night. And Matt, I love the next one. Anytime Trump and the wannabe dictators, let's play cut number five, please, Jess.
These United States of America, we are not a vessel for the schemes of wannabe dictators. The United States of America is the greatest idea humanity ever devised.
Let's jump down to cut number seven, please.
If you give me the chance to fight on your behalf, there is nothing in the world that will stand in my way.
Matt, I thought, you know, that, yeah, go ahead.
That was her showing her strength and also kind of echoing Bill Clinton. You know, Bill Clinton, who always said, you know, I wake up every day to fight for you. I'm just fighting for you. You know, Bill Clinton, the great salesman. But she's picking up part of that successful campaign, too.
And I thought it was important for her to stress, you know, talk about a little bit of the foreign policy and how she will be strong. And, you know, we've had callers and people talk, well, you know, there are, you know, some of the world leaders and our adversaries think she's a joke. I'm thinking, well, do you want your adversaries to be supportive of your candidate? Because I don't know that you do. You know what I mean? Just a couple more. 855-752-4842. Love this one too, Matt. The enemies list and the to-do list, cut six.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Keep going. All right. Well, let's keep going. Trump.
But let me just talk about go ahead. Because, you know, this has become a new phrase that she used, that she tried it out the first time at the CNN town hall with Anderson Cooper. And at the end of it, David Axelrod gave some commentary, said, you know, she did okay, but the thing she really did was that line.
Yeah.
She should keep repeating the enemies list and the to-do list line, and she's done that ever since. She took his advice.
And we'll take his advice as well. Jess, let's hear it.
On day one, if elected, Donald Trump would walk into that office with an enemies list. When elected, I will walk in with a to-do list.
He's very specific, man. He labels his grievances every single time. I mean, you can't have a 2-hour rally You know, unless you got to fill that time, and he's got lots of enemies, Matt.
Including me and you, especially me, crazy left lunatic.
Oh, my God, the enemy. I mean, we played a clip the other day. He said enemies five times in one sentence referring to the media. Five times! That's the most I've ever heard. Like, it's a record.
Yeah, and again, enemies of the people. That was Nazi propaganda, totally.
At what, America's for America's and America's only?
Yeah, how'd you like that?
Sound, you know, it's all being replayed again. Two more from Harris on the ellipse. Let's do cut number eight, please, Jess.
America, this is not a candidate for president who is thinking about how to make your life better. This is someone who is unstable, obsessed with revenge, consumed with grievance, and out for unchecked power.
You know, when she puts it like that, it sounds really bad, Matt.
I mean, she's got him to a T, doesn't she? I mean, yeah. Everything she says about him is right spot on. And so I love that part of the speech, too, where she just eviscerated him, pinned him, and made him wriggle on the wall, as T.S. Eliot used to say.
The last cut from Vice President Kamala Harris and the ellipse last night. Those who came before us. Cut number nine, please.
And those who came before us, the patriots, at Normandy and Selma, Seneca Falls and Stonewall, on farmlands and factory floors. They did not struggle, sacrifice, and lay down their lives only to see us cede our fundamental freedoms. They didn't do that only to see us submit to the will of another petty tyrant.
I thought that was the best passage of the speech, actually, because he is a petty tyrant. But also notice how she talked about the patriots, the greatest generation fighting World War II at Normandy, the civil rights activists at Selma. Seneca Falls is the women's rights movement. Stonewall is the LGBT nonviolent revolution that's been so successful in this country until now, until all this anti-trans stuff that every single Republican candidate, including Eric Hovde and Donald Trump, seem to be throwing at our computer screens and our phones. But I thought that was a very beautiful way to depict the fight for greater freedom and liberty. And she is a, you know, you saw the big sign behind her, freedom. She's been recapturing the word and the concept of freedom for those of us on the Democratic and progressive side, and we all owe her a debt of gratitude for that.
Yeah, it was eloquent and it was spot on. And I would also say Donald Trump, you know, disparages those groups. Hell, even the greatest generation, what's in it for them, right? Suckers and losers. That's the quote, right, from his own people. And to, by contrast, and left unsaid perhaps, Matt, the patriots that Trump likes, well, those are the ones that, you know, try to overturn the government on January 6th. 855-752-4842. Greg Powell's coming up next. Let's squeeze one caller in at least. Andrew from D-Town. Welcome, Andrew. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dom. I have to disagree with Matt, your guest, on this country, unlike Bolivia, doesn't have coups. We've had two coups, the Civil War and the insurrection, January 6th.
Unsuccessful coups? I mean, is it a coup if it doesn't work?
No, I'm not saying they're successful, but the intended coups, if nothing else. And here's something else. In Germany, after Germany fell, Hitler falling in Germany, you don't see swastikas on flagpoles in Germany. You don't see statues of German generals and whatnot. You don't. And here in this country, we left such stuff standing for so long. It is the same folk who, during the Civil War, went after the capital of this country, that their progeny tried to do it again.
They certainly did, Andrew. Thank you for the call. Yeah, come on, man. I saw a guy in Janesville, Trump's first time around, walking around with a Confederate flag. It was in January 6th. It made it through the Capitol. Folks, this is the Dom Salve Show. Matt Rothschild joining me. Greg Palast, investigative reporter, coming up next. Stick around.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has officially announced the start date for the gun deer season. The 9-day gun deer season will open on November 23rd and close on December 1st. According to a press release, the window is the latest possible window in which the gun deer season can be held under Wisconsin state law. The season is also further removed from the peak of breeding activity for deer, so there could be fewer deer on the move, but colder temperatures and the possibility of snow may contribute to better hunting conditions. University of Wisconsin health officials are sharing tips with parents on getting their kids ready for the clocks changing this week. While adults are more than happy to take the extra hour of sleep when the clocks fall back, young kids may have a harder time adjusting their internal clocks with the routine change. Officials are recommending that parents ease their kids into the time change by pushing back bedtime by 10 to 15 minutes each night for the rest of the week. The gradual change should help their internal clocks adjust better. A local favorite yearly event in Hayward has announced a change of date for next summer's event. Officials from the Lumberjack World Championships in Hayward have announced that the competition will now be held from July 17th to July 19th due to scheduling conflicts with a number of vendors. They say the change gives them a chance to provide the highest quality competition for both competitors and spectators. Next summer will mark the 65th iteration of the Timber Sports Contest, which brings thousands to the area each year. Some Hayward area residents had a chance to get some boating safety instruction at a seminar this week. The organization that hosted the seminar, Fishing Has No Boundaries, is focused on helping people of all ability levels get out on the water to enjoy a fun day of fishing. The seminars were for volunteers with Fishing Has No Boundaries, hoping to share tips and tricks from various chapters of the organization to maximize their impact. The Hayward seminar session was conducted by U.S. Coast Guard auxiliary instructors. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Johnny Depp and Penelope Cruz are about to team up in a new film, Day Drinker. Yes, my fellow Wisconsinites, it is an awesome title. The film will tell the story of a cruise ship bartender, Depp, who befriends a mysterious day drinker played by Cruz, and they end up embroiled in a caper. This will be the fourth time Depp and Cruz grace the screen together after starring in Blow, Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, and Murder on the Orient Express. If you love Squid Game, you might love the new spinoff, which will be an American version. Deadline reports that the project will be led by director David Fincher, whose credits include films like The Game and Seven. This will be the first spinoff of the Korean show. Season 2 of the original Squid Game premieres December 26th of this year on Netflix. Producers say the third and final season will also premiere sometime in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers tonight, rain and snow tomorrow morning, diminishing in the afternoon. Breezy. Temps fall through the 40s overnight, settling to around 40 tomorrow afternoon. Mostly sunny and around 50 Friday. Partly cloudy Saturday, a high in the mid-50s, rain possible Saturday night and Sunday. Right now it's 48.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Alba joins us. Hey, Todd.
We're here in front of the Bonham Theater to talk entertainment. Todd forgot his battery pack. We are running off of Todd's truck engine.
I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but if your travel budget got cut, I'm just wondering if it coincided. All of a sudden, I got like a 10 grand a week per diem. I don't know if that is related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday, we'll hear from our friends at Motherhood for Good. They've spent months introducing us to women ready to lead. Now they offer some final words to moms about voting.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Mm-hmm.
you still want my heart? Listen to the engine of morning out his one old song. Think about the woman.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you for listening. Got Jess P.S. on the board, co-hosting with my buddy Matt Rothschild, and jazzed as hell to reintroduce to you Greg Palast, known for his investigative reports for The Guardian bestsellers, including The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. Just released the new film. I know some of our audience in Madison went and checked that out. Vigilantes, Inc., America's new vote suppression hitman, narrated by Rosario Dawson, produced by Martin Sheen, and a Leonardo DiCaprio put it on the stream. You can find it at gregpalast.com. Greg, welcome back. It's been a while, sir.
Thank you. Glad to be with you again, Dom.
It is a pleasure. So, Vigilantes, Inc. Greg, you've been all over voter suppression for years and years. What's the trend, Greg?
Well, here's the trend, is that I thought when there was a coup d'etat in 2000 when Al Gore won Florida and the Supreme Court said, we don't care, we're picking George Bush. And so, we haven't had a democracy since then. But every 4 years, the GOP, and I'm not being partisan about it, I'm nonpartisan, it's just the facts, man, comes up with a new method of suppressing the vote of Black people, Hispanics, Asians, American Natives. So there's voters of color, the color blue. And this time what they've done is a brand new thing that hasn't been done in the United States since the Klan used this in 1946. Vigilante vote challenges. It says that I, Greg Palast, can say that Dom Salvia, you do not live in Wisconsin. You should not be allowed to vote. Now, who am I to say that? I'm self-appointed vote fraud hunter, vigilante. Now, here's the thing. If you go to gregpalast.com, even just watch the trailer, or you can stream the film for free. Thank you, Leonardo, through gregpalast.com. The vigilante challengers, you'll see that I'm challenging I'm confronting one GOP vote challenger, a woman here in Georgia. I'm reporting to you from Georgia. A woman here in Georgia who personally challenged 32,132 people.
Come on, man. How can you challenge? You don't even know 32,000 people.
Wait. Well, here's the thing. So she challenged, and I can't make this, 32,132 people. I show her a photo of someone, say, a Black neighbor of hers, a young Black woman, Tamara Horn. And I said, do you know Tamara? No. Ever talked to her? Oh, no. Ever been to her house or had any contact with her? No. Well, you challenged her right to vote and 32,000 others. And she says, well, I don't have time to call 32,000 people, but you had time to challenge their votes. I said, by the way, that could violate the Ku Klux Klan Act, at which point she threw me out of her Gone with the Wind mansion. And I wasn't going to argue with her because right next to the front door, she had ammo all over the place, assault weapons. She had a loaded AR-15 next to the door. So I didn't continue. But you'll see this confrontation in the film. And then I confront another vigilante. Now, this guy actually dresses like a vigilante, Alton Russell from Southern Georgia. And he dresses up, cowboy boots, cowboy hats, pearl-handled six-shooter in a holster, which he pointed out to me was loaded. And he personally challenged 4,000 voters, including, and most of those voters he challenged were Black soldiers at Fort Benning, Georgia. The Black soldiers at Fort Benning, including Major Gamaliel Turner, 70 years old, career military. And
terrible.
And Turner calls the Georgia, his, and now, by the way, you might think, oh, this guy's just a freak with his Doc Holliday getup. No. He may be a freak, but he's also chairman of the Republican Party in Southern Georgia.
Oh, my.
Chairman of the Republican Party. He challenged 4,000, so Black soldiers. Now, Turner, what he did was he challenged soldiers who were assigned to other military bases, so they weren't at their home address. Well, believe it or not, American soldiers assigned to another base are allowed an absentee ballot. In fact, it's a military absentee ballot, even if they're Black soldiers. Believe it or not, even Black soldiers are allowed to have an absentee ballot. So he calls up and says, where's my ballot? To the county officials. And they say, oh, Mr. Turner, you've been challenged. He says, well, what does that mean? He says, no problem. You just come in to our office.
Come in.
And he said, wait, You're telling me he's in California, 2,700 miles away, that all I have to do is 2 days before the election, by the way, is show up and prove that I'm an American citizen again? And he, by the way, he did send in, he did make an appearance. Ultimately, he flew 5,000 miles round trip. He got his ballot counted, but the other 4,000 soldiers did not. And here's the, so this is what's going
so
on.
So it was successful, Greg. It worked. Yeah, Their shenanigans worked.
Let's put it this way. Now, in that year, that was 4 years ago, the 2020 election, and we were able, I'm working with my partners, NAACP, Black Voters Matter, and Rainbow Push, and we went to these boards' elections, gave them the information, and even the Republican boards rejected almost all, in Southern Georgia, they knocked off about 12,000 voters. If they had knocked off 24,000, obviously Trump would have taken Georgia. Now, here's the danger. 4 years ago, there were 88 vigilante challengers, and those 88 challenged 180,000 voters. This time, the same group that fielded these guys, this is True the Vote out of Texas, the Trump Front organization that did, you know, that film 2,000 Mules. So, and you'll see clips of that film in our film, Vigilantes, Inc. Now, what happened was they've gone from 88 challengers. Are you ready? They've signed up 40,000 challengers. And as Martin Sheen says at the beginning of the film, at the beginning of August, 2.5 months ago, they'd already challenged 851,000 voters. 851,000 voters. And by Tuesday, we expect 2 million voters to be challenged. Almost none of these voters have been informed that they've been challenged. They're supposed to get these cards, but most counties have no way to even, they don't know what to do with this stuff. It would cost millions of dollars to deal with this, to make people go into these offices. So this is the new mass challenge. And I'm afraid the NAACP, I just spoke to Gerald Griggs, the NAACP, head of the NAACP, and he's in our film. And he said, we expect 300,000 to 400,000 challenges in Georgia alone, including on Election Day and the day after Election Day, to stop the counting of mail-in and drop-box ballots, which are the way that the majority of Black people vote in Georgia. So you're seeing, and all these people, even if they mailed in their ballot, if they are challenged, their ballot cannot be counted. I want to repeat that. You could think you're voting, but you aren't. The other is that a lot of people be challenged and be given provisional ballots and say, oh, and the lady behind the desk will say, here, take a provisional ballot. Don't worry about it. They'll count it. No, they won't. In 4 years ago, according to the Elections Assistance Commission, 10 million provisional ballots were handed out like candy, and 2.7 million of those ballots were rejected. And I want to tell you something.
Wow.
If you're a voter of color, the chance that you will be shunted to a provisional ballot is 300% higher than if you're white, and your ballot, the chance your ballot will be rejected if you're Black is 700% higher than if you're white. So provisional ballots have become another new place for dumpsters for Black votes. The vigilante challenges will kick this off. And by the way, they are a ton of vigilante challenges in Wisconsin, if you're listening to this, Michigan. If you are challenged or you have a problem, do not take a provisional ballot. It's a placebo ballot. You think you voted? No, you haven't. So what you do is, in Wisconsin, you can register on Election Day. They may not tell you that from behind the desk. Re-register on the spot and then demand a regular ballot after you register. That's what you got
to
do.
Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show. That is investigative reporter Greg Palast. His new video, his new film out, Vigilantes, Inc., America's New Vote Suppression Hitman. Greg, I mean, we take this to the extreme. Then everybody can challenge everybody's. And where does that leave us?
It leaves us with 851,000 people. And I got to tell you, all 88 challengers in Georgia were white Republican officials.
Couldn't we go then and challenge all those white 88 challengers? Why can't we go after them and do the same game that they're playing?
Absolutely not. I mean, the voting rights group says if that's happened to you, you don't want it to happen to anyone else, even your worst enemies. But we are now talking about suing them personally.
Yes.
Because they've defamed people. They violated the Ku Klux Klan Act, like the late, like this wacko in red. Well, I say wacko. She's a Republican, a party official. She works for Marjorie Taylor Greene. You know, why don't we go after them legally so they'll have to spend $50,000 on lawyers? That might make them think twice about taking away their neighbor's right to vote. But this is ugly, and you'll see it all in Vigilantes Inc. Again, stream it for free. Go to gregpalast.com. The other place you can go is saveyourvote.org. Save your vote, not mine or Dom's or Matt's. Saveyourvote.org. And you can check your registration there, by the way, and you can also stream the film.
Hey, Greg, Matt Rothschild here.
Hey.
I watched the film this morning. I thought it was great.
Thank you.
You do mention the Bradley Foundation, which is located in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
What role are they playing in this? You mentioned a lawyer who used to practice for Foley and Lardner, Cleta Mitchell. What role is she playing? Yeah.
Okay, so this, the True the Vote vigilante attacks are being funded principally by the Bradley Foundation. Thank you very much, Wisconsin.
It's not our fault, man.
You know, so if we, you know, I'm in the deep south, but the money's coming from the deep north. From the people that unemployed the tens of thousands of workers that formerly worked at Allen Bradley and up in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
Once your biggest employer, they sold out and everything was moved to China. And now they're going after your vote because you can't. There's an old rule. They can't take away your job, can't take away your health insurance, can't take away your hopes unless they take away your vote. So that's what the Bradley Foundation has been doing. They put about $2 billion into vote suppression efforts.
Wow.
$2 billion. And Cleta Mitchell, who is still their foundation's lawyer and advising True the Vote, Cleta Mitchell, I don't know why she isn't indicted along with Donald Trump, because
right.
She was on the call to the Georgia Secretary of State saying, quote, find me and don't look in between the sofa cushions. Find me 11,780 votes. She's the lawyer. And the other lawyer on the call, Eastman, was indicted. I don't know how Cleta Mitchell got out of that one. But these are the people that are running the vigilante vote system. And by the way, Cleta Mitchell has her own vote challenge group called Eagle AI. By the way, if you recognize that name, Eagle Eye, which is how she pronounces it, Eagle Eye, that was back, if you remember, in the 1964 when Barry Goldwater ran. He had all these basically stormtroopers going into Hispanic polling stations led by this right-wing fascist named William Rehnquist. I don't know what happened to him, but anyway, later. But William Rehnquist was leading this campaign to go into Hispanic voting stations and ask and demand that people prove their citizenship. So they've picked that same Eagle AI is now back with Cleta Mitchell. They've challenged 10,000 people in Florida. Their aim is 250,000 challenges by election day, but we're talking 2 million by just True the Vote, which, by the way, as I keep saying, I'm not for vote fraud. If you have 2 million illegal voters, give me the names of two of them so we can go and arrest them. Not,
right.
I'm not only asking you to prove one out of a million, one out of a million. They went to court. They couldn't prove one single illegal voter on their list, but yet every judge has said, hey, fine with me. Fine with me. Stop these votes. This is brand new. So please, and watch the film, because it won't, this vigilante game, if this decides the election, because I think it's, I don't care who you want to vote for, but I think that the voters, not the vigilantes, should be picking our president. And look out, it's going to get violent too. We talk about the violence of these vigilantes. That's another issue that you see in the film.
Greg Palast, investigative reporter, his film, Vigilantes, Inc., America's New Vote Suppression Hitmen. New, kind of old, kind of retread, but here we are again. You can find it on gregpalast.com. Greg, I know you've been very busy. Thank you for your time today. Thank you for what you do. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Dom. Thanks, Matt. Peace out.
Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. Come back with us, 855-752-4842.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
They've been rocking audiences for decades. It's Foghat. performing live November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells.
I just want to make...
With special guest, The Empty Pockets. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Legendary rock band Foghat. Live in concert November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Must be 21 to attend concert.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. As the campaigning comes to an end and your ballot is cast, you'll find continuing coverage of this important election right here.
Special reports start at 6 November 5th, and when the polls close at 8, coverage of the presidential, Senate, and your important local races will come in from around the state.
It's your vote as Wisconsin Decides on November 5th, starting at 6 p.m. on 910 AM WBZH and the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Jess P.S. is on the board. Matt Rothschild is in the studios. I want to get to your calls momentarily. I want to thank Greg Pallas, investigative reporter, for joining us. Vigilantes, Inc., America's new vote suppression hitman. Find it on gregpallas.com and other sources as well. Matt, I got to tell you, man, I was swearing during the break. This is some... I can't say it. Are you kidding me? This is ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, Greg Pallas is all over this, and I do recommend that people see the film. You can see it for free. I watched it for free this morning, so right. It's quite interesting. And he actually has that guy who said, who he described as Doc Holliday. He had that Doc Holliday meet the colonel whose vote he was suppressing.
Oh,
at the end.
Really? How'd that work out?
Kind of got an apology out of the old guy, so that was kind of interesting.
An apology? How about a reimbursement for my time and my flight and my meals and my hotel and a little something extra for the effort? You know what I'm saying?
No, he didn't get that. So anyway, yeah. But I do want the listeners here in Wisconsin to know that despite these right-wing efforts by the Bradley Foundation, by Cleta Mitchell, by these vigilantes, make sure you go vote. Don't be intimidated by these folks. You got to vote. You got to exercise your right to vote. Vote. You can still vote early for the next few days, or you can vote on November 5th on Tuesday. Make sure you show up so you can cast your ballot. It's your right as an American citizen. A couple of the people in the film, civil rights activists that Greg Pallas was interviewing, whose rights were violated, you know, they were in tears. Yeah. They were in tears because they couldn't vote. All of us who have the ability to vote, who are citizens here in Wisconsin, we have an obligation to vote, and it couldn't be more pivotal this election. Yeah, so I just want to make sure that people aren't scared to vote. You'll be fine. There's a lot of protection there at the polls. Go vote. Cast your ballot. Let's get Kamala Harris elected.
Absolutely, Matt. I mean, if these things, these issues, these efforts to suppress the vote make you mad, go vote. Go vote. I mean, that's how you do it. That's how you do it. 855-752-4842. We got some callers lining up. Let's get to them. Joe from Madison, you are up. Welcome, Joe. What do you got for us?
I just want to say thank you so much for having Greg Palestine. That was absolutely pivotal. I, again, encourage everybody to hit the streaming and catch that. That's how they want you to view it. You don't have to watch it in the theater. It's there for you, free streaming. Just hit the website. I wanted to encourage you and the management at Civic Media to do something with this idea that he had, where he said, if your vote is challenged, you can re-register at, you know, day of when you're voting. I think that's a really, really important point. Instead of getting a provisional ballot that, you know, maybe you kind of, maybe not, you can re-register and vote right there. I really would encourage your management to look at a short promo that would say, number one, what do you have to take if you want to register day of at the polls? And if your vote is challenged, how you re-register at the polls would be really fantastic. So short, punchy, you know, air it a lot before Tuesday. That would be fantastic. Just wanted to throw that into the mix, guys.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Duly noted. The powers that be, I'm sure they're listening now. I would recommend that as well. And you can also go online and check out your registration status there as well.
And the League of Women Voters has great information, League of Women Voters of Wisconsin, about what you need to register to vote on voting day.
855-752-4842. Let's get to a few more callers. Dick from Madison, you're up. Welcome, Dick. What do you got?
Hey, guys, how many states are there that are, you know, these swing states that everybody's focusing on?
Seven-ish, right?
Something like that. Okay. Okay. And then let me ask you another question. 3.5 million, 7-plus million, those are the two numbers that Hillary Clinton won by and Joe Biden won by. And yet I got to listen to these people on MSNBC, one of them saying, oh, it's such a close election. You know why it was? Because we don't get rid of something that's just absolutely absurd. If the Democrats do not take that up when she wins, the Electoral College I'm talking about,
yeah.
First of all, none of us would have had to go through this turmoil for the last 8 years. He lost by 3.5 million votes to her. So how is this really a democracy? I mean, I'm sorry. The most points wins in any game.
Not in golf, Dick. Not in golf. Thanks for the call, man. You know, Matt, I'm down. I mean, get rid of the Electoral College. I was out with Maggie last night. We came up with our ideas. Get rid of the Electoral College. Shorten the election cycle to, you know, maybe 90 days, 120 days. Have some publicly financed races, elections, right? And ranked choice voting. I mean, do we not want our elected officials to be representative of those folks that they're supposed to represent? I mean, it seems like logical to me. Do you think they should go after, if Kamala wins, they go after the Electoral College, Matt?
I'm all for it. It'll require, I believe, a constitutional amendment. I'm not a lawyer, but I can play one here on radio. I think you need a constitutional amendment for that. But it's, you know, we've needed it for a long, long time in the last, you know, 25 years have showed us why we really need it. For those people who thought, you know, we'd never get into a situation where the popular vote is different than the Electoral College outcome. Guess what? We've had it twice, and we might have it a third time here in the last 25 years.
Yeah, majority rules, except it doesn't. Jake from Milwaukee, we can give you 45 seconds. Welcome.
Yeah. How does the Bradley Foundation get away with their illegal activities? Because, I mean, to me, over the past decades, they're horrible. There are horrible people who give money to try to, like, destroy our democracy. I'm just sick of it. I mean, I'm sick of the Bradley Foundation.
me too, Jake. But, you know, they can donate their money to these organizations, and what those organizations do with the donations, I guess, is up to them. Thank you for the call, Jake. Matt, you stick around. Jess, you too, please. And folks, this is the Dom Salvi Show, 855-752-4842. We're going to have State Rep Francisca Hong coming up next.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, what is the state of the race in Wisconsin? Ben Wickler will be here. J.R. Radcliffe to talk all things sports. We wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.